The violent deaths of three young siblings, Chelsea and Christy Cawley and Lisa Cash, at their home in Talla, Dublin yesterday, dominate the front pages. The Irish Sun has a one-word headline, Nightmare. The Irish Times highlights the arrest of a man in his 20s. Many papers go into detail about what allegedly happened at the house. The Irish Examiner says reports suggest that Gardaí at the scene were met with a very challenging, violent and traumatic event. In the Times, Kitty Holland talks to neighbours who witnessed some of the events. Farewell, little angels, our hearts are broken, says the Irish Independent headline, summing up one message among the dozens of floral tributes left at the house. The sudden death of another child at the weekend is widely reported, and there are many fine pictures of Jack de Bromhead, the 13-year-old son of the horse trainer Henry and his wife Heather, who died in an accident while taking part in the Glen Bay Racing Festival in County Kerry on Saturday. The Examiner says his parents have described him as frozen in time with a beautiful young soul. Their online post is quoted at length in The Times, where his parents speak of Jack's overbrimming heart of loyalty, empathy, patience, pluck, and say he filled every moment of his days. The Examiner leads with this morning with a report that Paul Hyde, the former deputy chairman of On Board Planola, voted on planning applications which have since cost €5.2 million, linked to court cases which were either lost or conceded. Kieran Brennan reports that Mr. Hyde was involved in the decisions leading to 64 out of the 116 legal cases ultimately lost or conceded by the board in that period. The Independent, in an editorial, says that the vast list of challenges facing the government will be added to today, with the expected declaration of Liz Truss as the new leader of the British Conservative Party ahead of her formal installation as the new UK Prime Minister tomorrow. Ms. Truss has already been getting instructions from both sides in Northern Ireland. The Belfast Telegraph quotes Sammy Wilson of the DUP saying that the party expected her to stick to her word on the Northern Ireland Protocol if she is announced as Prime Minister this week. And John Finucane of Sinn Féin warned that workers and families were struggling and people needed help now. The Irish News quotes the SDLP MP Claire Hannah, who has urged Liz Truss, providing she gets the job, to work with the European Union to resolve issues concerning the protocol. Ms. Truss has, as John Manley in that paper puts it, been warned to ditch her belligerent approach to breaking the impasse with Brussels.